Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's happening there, good people? Welcome to the Off Ramp, April 2nd, 11 p.m. It's your man Beach Bum Gun live on the mic, hollering at y'all. Hope y'all are enjoying this wonderful Tuesday. I'm high, B. It's been a long day, but I'm here rocking with y'all, gonna rock with y'all for the next half hour. You know, you got something to say, something to get off your chest, you know, feel free to call up 646-915-8680. This is the offer, man. You can talk about anything you want. It's like to introduce my co-host to you, Mr. Righteous. What's going on, there, good brother?
What's going on?
Ain't much. I know you got something you want to talk about. Why don't you go ahead, go on in, man. Let me know what you want to rap about.
I do.
Yeah, didn't you send me an email saying you want to talk about it? See, this is what happened.
Oh, man.
The band sent me an email talking about, yo, let's make this a topic tonight. I said, okay, cool. So, yeah, I told him, but then he forgot. That's why
I totally forgot. Yo, yeah, man. I saw, it was a basketball coach, man. They caught him on video up at Rutgers, throwing basketballs at the players, cursing them out, calling them fags and all types of craziness, man. And basically what the school did, the school suspended him, but a lot of people were calling for his job. This happened back in December, but the video finally came forth recently. They said one of the assistants went and told the university, but the university really didn't do too much, I guess, until the video came forth. And the guy who came forth and said something, they actually released him of his contract. And he pretty much was talking out about it too, saying that nobody really did anything when he said something. So, which was kind of crazy, because it's almost similar to, it's nowhere near like the Penn State thing, but just the fact that, you know, somebody like an assistant saw something that was wrong, went and reported it, but the university just took forever to actually, they claimed that they did their own investigation, but it kind of died out, so video actually came forth, and then now they want to suspend the guy, but the guy came back to his job in December. And to continue to coach. So they said if another incident happened like that again, then they'll give him a harsher penalty. But I don't know, man. Something like that, man. First of all, you're a college student. You're a grown man. Ain't nobody going to be throwing no basketball at me and calling me no names like that. Now, I play football. Coaches done yelled and screamed, but never to the extreme where they're calling me a fag or throwing the football at me at the back of my head or just throwing me to the ground for no apparent reason. That's just crazy, yo.
Yeah. True story. I'll get right back into that, though. I did have a coach tell me I was a pussy because I wouldn't cut off my finger to finish a game, yeah. He told me that. He's like, you know, Walter Payton cut off his finger to finish a game. Would you cut off your finger to finish a game? I was like, hell no. I'm still trying to find me a wife. You can't find a wife with nine fingers. But, yeah, that Rucker story is crazy, yo. I mean, I did see that. I mean, I don't get it. Like, you know, there's got to be, I don't know what kind of position you have to be in where a coach, where like, because I feel like when I went to college, mm-hmm. I was a grown man. Now,
right.
Had a lot of learning to do, had a lot of growing up to do. Obviously, I was definitely an immature young man, but I felt in my mind I was a grown man. Ain't no way in hell a person is going to throw some ball at me and call me a faggot, and we ain't shooting the ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're sitting out now, I've been in a lot of jokes where things been, you know what I mean? People throw stuff at you, and they call you all types of stuff, and it's all jokes, and it's all love. And sometimes
right.
You got to check it, like, yo, are you serious or not? But,
right.
I mean, from what I saw about the video, they said the coach is real demonstrative. He's a real mean dude. Like,
mm-hmm.
There's no way. Like, I ain't got no fear of no man. There's no way. If I could fight my father, I'm definitely fighting the coach, yo.
Right.
I'm definitely popping him. I mean, I'm trying to pop him on sight.
Exactly. Like
but
right
my
now.
My question to you is, what would you do as a father? Like, would your immediate reaction be to pull your kid out of school? Like, what would you do as a, if your kid came up and told you that? How would you react?
Me? Oh man, I'm snapping because, I mean, I don't call my own son. I don't walk around the house calling my son no faggot and calling him all types of degrading names, throwing basketballs at him, kicking him in the butt. Like as we speaking right now, they're showing the video on the news, and this dude he literally just threw the basketball at the dude nuts, and dude just fell to the ground, and like he's like grabbing him. Yo, I'm serious, bro. Like they just showed one dude was posting up. He just threw the basketball at his back. The other dude, he kicked in his butt. Like, come on, man. You can't. That's something you can't do. And then as the player, if it was me and he did that, yeah, I would have been kicked out of school because I would have swung on him. And if I'm a parent and I saw that, I would have swung on him. So I would have went to jail. So either way, I would have did something to this dude because there's no way that somebody's going to be doing stuff like that to me. And this guy still got his job. That's way beyond coaching. That's just like abuse, yo. And these kids was just sitting here taking it. Like, I'm literally was just sitting here watching these shows on the news. And this dude was throwing the balls at their back. He threw it at the dude nuts and he fell to the ground, yo. Come on.
Yeah, but hold on. So are you going up to fight the coach? Are you telling, now mind you, your kid now is in college. Or right. are you going up there to fight the coach, or are you telling your kid to go up there and sock him?
Well, if I was a player and he was my coach and he did that, I would have socked him. Now, as a
I'm
parent,
talking about if you're a father.
As
I'm
a,
talking
yeah,
about
yeah,
a father.
Yeah, yeah, as a parent, and I saw that, and my son didn't say anything, first I'm going to say something to my son. First I'm going to say something to him, like, yo, all this is going on, you getting basketballs thrown at your face, getting kicked in the nuts, getting pushed around like that, and you didn't tell me nothing. I mean, they ain't gonna be like, and you ain't gonna be look like, you ain't gonna look like no punk because you told your dad that somebody's doing this type of stuff to you, man. That is just outlandish, man. Something has to be done. So I'm definitely going up there, and man, the coach gonna have some words, and I might just sock him, especially if I don't like nothing he says.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely if I'm a father of that child and he ain't already tried to put his hands on him, like if he put his hands on him and lost, then we going up there and jumping him. But like, if he ain't put his hands on him yet, I'm gonna check my son. Like, I ain't even gonna like yell at him.
Right.
I'm gonna ask him why he feels as though at this point in his life he feels as though somebody can be that demonstrative to him, and
right.
him not have the type of reaction. Like, why doesn't he have that in him?
Right.
And then yeah, there's a good chance I'm putting a bullet in that coach, yo, because you ain't hitting my son in his nuts, yo. Like,
yeah,
I'm not even a father yet, but
uh-huh.
know, my wife's pregnant. But, you know what I mean, it is weird. I always thought that all y'all who told me y'all having kids, like, shit changes, like, you really do start looking at life different. Like, I've never feared death. I'm about to get on the off-ramp right now. I'm going on my own little tangent.
Okay.
Like, I've never really feared death before. Now
mm-hmm.
I'm worried because I'm having a child, and I don't want to leave my child in this world without him being okay, him and my wife.
Mm-hmm.
So I can, like, my blood is boiling now just thinking at the possibility. Like, if my son is at your house and he acts up and you pop him upside his head, I'm going to tell him that's what happens. You know, you deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's at a basketball practice and someone hits him in his nuts, I'm probably getting arrested. Because I don't know if the anger that I would feel, because I'm getting mad now and he's not even born yet. Let alone get ready to go to college.
Right.
I don't know if the anger, I might have a heart attack, yo. Because my anger would put me in a fury that would be like none other.
Right.
Hitting a nutshell?
Yeah. Like literally, he threw the ball at his nuts. Like, he just, and he hurled the ball. It wasn't like he just, like, you know, was doing a chest pass. He literally intentionally threw the ball and it hit him in his nuts. Like,
yeah,
that's just crazy, man. I mean, like I said before, man, we play sports. We had coaches yell and fuss and scream, but not to the extent of that. Now, when your coach, you said your coach called you a pussy, he was probably just being funny. But this dude, like, he was really being degrading.
Nah, we was actually in an argument. But you know me, I had a lot of arguments with my coaches. Like, names don't ever bother me. Like, I beef with my coaches. Like, I've walked out of meetings. Coaches have kicked me off the team. Like, I've had a lot of lot of talking trash back with coaches, but his whole thing was, like, the whole conversation was that something happened, and, like, my ankle didn't feel right, so I came out on a play. And I think this was, like, during spring ball. And he was like, Gunn, you're supposed to be a leader. And I was only a sophomore at the time. And he was like, Gunn, you're the best O-lineman on the team, and you're coming out just because your ankle hurt. I'm like, yo, coach, man, if I'm hurt, I want to see what's going on. This is just spring ball. I ain't got to take it to the max. This ain't one of our league games. And he was like, well, that's the type of stuff I'm talking about. You probably wouldn't. And then he said he brought up Walter Payton. And he was like, you know, Walter Payton played through pain. The Greats played through pain. Walter Payton cut off his finger just so he could finish the game. And I was like, well, he's an idiot, because I wouldn't cut off my finger to finish no game. I was like, it was a regular season game? Was it the Super Bowl? He's like, no, it was a regular game. I was like, well, he's an idiot, because he still would have got paid, and I'm not trying to walk around with just nine fingers for the rest of my life. Not just one game. If you're telling me it's the playoffs, I'm going to the Super Bowl, this might be my one chance in life, I might think about getting you cut off my finger. But if it's week two,
right.
If it's week two, I save my finger, dog. Like, I use my fingers for a lot of stuff. That's how my wife got pregnant there. I love my fingers.
Yo, I used to argue, especially in summer camp, I used to argue with coaches. I said, yo, coach, why are we doing monkey rolls? Where in the rule book say I'm going to be running the ball and then I have to get up and do a monkey roll? Where? Why are we here jumping over each other, rolling on each other? That don't make no sense. Anybody going to do that? Anybody going to do that in no game? Who the heck is crabbing on the ground? I ain't crabbing on no damn ground. Stop throwing this daggone chair. I used to hate it. I used to argue back and forth with it. Well, you going to do it or not? No, I'm not doing no monkey rolls.
Yeah, I didn't get some of those drills. I think some of those drills were just try to keep you from just running sprints. I think now that I'm older and if I was a coach, like, I would try to make the kids do monkey rolls and crabs, probably not try to make them go that fast, but just so they're not running sprints all the time. Like, you know, I think when you're a kid, you do that just to, you know, keep your endurance up. Now, if I'm coaching, like, a top high school program or college program, I don't want my kids doing that at all. We got to be able to run drills, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if I'm in, like, Little League or something, I think it'd be fun for kids, you know what I mean? Get their little monkey rolls on, man, call them some monkeys and don't get in trouble for being racist. Yeah, you know, speaking of kids, you know my wife, right? So for all the listeners out there, right, I know people don't care about hearing about other people's kids. I used to be like that, but I'm having a kid, so fuck it. So, so my wife's whole plan on making the baby room, we got in a whole big argument, but now it's settled. She decided to make the baby room animals, right? But she has gone out of her way to refuse to have anything in our room that resembles a monkey because we're a black family having a black kid. So she will see sheets on the bed, right? It'll have like dinosaurs and animals. It'll be the exact color. If there's a monkey on it, she'd be like, fuck it. No. Ain't nobody gonna call my son no monkey. Like, you know, she'd be like Inspector Gadget in the story. Yeah, if there's a monkey on it, you know, don't step foot in this house, you know. Like, I feel bad if somebody accidentally calls. If somebody's like, oh, look at the cute little monkey, you know, she might stab somebody, you know. I've never seen anything like that. But I'll knock her, you know. Yeah, I make sure whenever I bring in this house, don't have a monkey on it.
Oh, man, don't buy no garanimals.
No monkeys allowed in this house, bro.
Did y'all watch Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, we love monkeys. I'd get a monkey, though, but can't nobody call a kid no monkey. We in a dirty house, and we well below the amazing thing on.
Oh, man. Ooh, my wife said the same message. She didn't want nobody buying nothing. She didn't want nobody buying with anything that had monkeys on it, yo. She was like, I don't want that shit.
Yeah, are you getting high back there, yo? What the hell are you doing?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm laughing, yo, because she said the same thing when we was going shopping for baby stuff. When she was like, anything that had monkeys on it, yo, she was like, I don't want that shit. And so I bought her something with monkeys in it. They ain't putting that on.
Yeah, it must be a black woman thing, yo. They did not want their child being called no monkeys, yo.
Oh, man. Yo, even the little towel with the little, you put the towel around it, then like the they got like a hood on it with the monkey on it. No, that shit ain't what
that is. Yo, son, what it called? Swaddling, yo?
Is it swaddles? Yeah.
Yo, I got my little homie a tuxedo swaddle, yo. I don't know what the hell he's going to use it for. Like, yo, kid shit makes no sense to me. Like, they say, you know, once you get them out the bath, you know what I mean, you put this little thing on them so you can wrap them up so they're warm and it dries
right.
them off. But I'm like, yo, ain't it going to be cold inside the little towel thing, yo?
No, if you wrap them up pretty tight.
Huh?
You wrap them up pretty tight, they ain't going to be cold, man. That's what it's for. Like when you take them out, you put the hood on their head, and then you wrap them up, wrap your little legs up, wrap it around there. Got to teach you how to wrap one day, Bella.
Yeah, in the 1700s, they ain't had no swallow, yo. This man better learn how to survive, yo. He lucky I don't throw him out in the streets when he's poor, you know, tell him to survive, you know. I'm telling him he can't come back unless he got a bear skin on his back, you know.
He gonna pull a baby out of a cold tub getting in with his shivering.
I got heat on in my house.
It don't matter. Still, you still a little chilly when you get out the cold, out the water, man.
Sit his ass on a radiator, you know. Be like old school. Pull him next to the oven, you know.
Oh man, you can't do that.
I got a wild story I want to tell you about. Damn, I don't know where extra money. I guess he called out tonight, you know.
He looking over his roster because you know they signed Asamoah and then they traded for what's that guy named Colt McCoy. Bum ass. I don't really like that guy. So,
man, fuck them dudes, yo. Yo, so did you see, yo, on a quick other topic, yo, you see that Magic Johnson's son came out the closet, yo?
Yeah, I saw that.
That big fat gay dude. I don't mind gay people, yo. I think gay people are just regular people in the world, yo. I got no problem, yo. But yeah, as a big fat dude, yo, you can't be flamboyant and gay. Yo. I feel like you just making all of us big fat dudes look bad, yo. You can't be big fat and flamboyant and gay, yo. If you want to be big fat and gay, at least be big fat and cool gay, yo. Don't be having a high pitched voice, big ass glasses, switching like you're fat, yo. Like us fat people can't switch, yo. Like what is? Like, I want to tell Magic Johnson, like, yo, your son's gay cool, yo. Tell him to get in the gym and stop switching, yo. Did you see him talking?
No, I didn't see him talking. I just read about it, yo.
Oh, my God, yo. Like, he looked like the chick Chaz Bono, yo. But, like, this more flamboyant gay, yo.
Oh, man. Shoot, I wonder if Magic will come out.
Yeah, that's probably how he got AIDS, yo.
Yeah, poops on him.
Yeah.
You think? He didn't know who he was poking back in the day. He had all them chicks. He could have been a man dressed up as a chick. He didn't even know it.
It's L.A., yo. I'll never forget. I got fooled like a motherfucker, yo. I ain't going to lie. I ain't got shit to lie to y'all about. Shit, I'm married with a kid, yo. So I am. Saw this chick walking down the streets with these big-ass titties. Like, yo, baby, what up? My man, Jew, was like, yo, that's a dude. We was like, no way. Sure enough, he was like, hey. We was like, oh, no. We went out of the way, yeah. Looked like a woman to me. Shit, I know a girl that used to be a dude. No, hold on, yeah. I don't know her, but I know of her. I can't say no names. So I don't want nobody to get knocked. But I know a girl who used to be a dude. I don't know if she still got the deep parts no more. But if you looked at her, you'd think she's just a tall-ass chick, you know? But she used to have a penis.
She used to look at them hairy-ass knuckles.
yeah, it's dangerous out in these streets. That's what I told my wife. Yeah. If you ever used to be a man, yo, you better never let me find out because I'm going to box you, yo. I'm going to box you like you a grown-ass man, yo.
You're going to wake up like, yo, just fight me, yo.
Yeah, I'm a soccer, yo. There's been things that I've done to her, yo, that just ain't cool if you used to be a man, yo.
Oh, man, like, yo, that's crazy, yo.
Like, if that's your choice and that's what you want to do, fine. But I'm supposed to know these things going in it, yo. And if I'm on there doing some thing, and you're like, yo, I used to have a penis right there, I'm going to punch you in your nuts. I'm going to punch you in your stomach, yo.
I'm going to zip and come back out again.
Yeah, that's just not cool, yo.
Oh, man, yo, this guy is crazy, yo.
Yeah, I mean, but back to the subject though. But I'm happy for Magic and his wife. They said, you know, they came out and support him. But I wonder, like, what did people were so happy and so supportive of Magic Johnson because he's supporting his son that he's gay. But I mean, like, what else is Magic Johnson? Like, what else do people think he could have done? Like, he had HIV from boning other chicks while he was married. What's Magic gonna do? Judge his son and kick his son out? And like,
right.
I don't want gay people in the house. Like, yo, you're a habitual cheater on your wife, and you got AIDS. You can't judge nobody.
Yo.
Like, what kind of judgment you going to make, yo? Like, yeah, I know I got AIDS from cheating on my wife, but, you know, you gay, so get out. Like, come on, man. He gets fried, yo.
No, you just can't do something like that, yo. No, and you never know, man. They probably already knew that he was that way. They just didn't, you know, make it public or just wait for him to feel like he was comfortable. I mean, you as a parent, you'll start picking up and noticing different patterns, man. You're like, that's kind of weird. Why, when I throw the football to him, he ain't trying to catch it? Well, why when we do this, he wanted to do that, you know? And you're like, you start noticing stuff, and then you start really analyzing and looking at him like, And then when they get older and then they start doing some extra wildness, and he's like, so I'm kind of figuring or I'm kind of thinking that he might be on the flip side, but I wonder when he's going to tell me, or should I just put him out there? You know, how would you handle it?
Yeah.
You know, most parents know. They just don't want to say that because they wait for their kid to actually really say something before that. I guess they pass judgment. But damn that, I'm going to put him on. I'm not going to put him on blast for the people. I'm just walking around like, yo. Something wrong with you?
Yeah. Why does something have to be wrong with him if he's gay? Yeah. First of all, I disagree. I disagree with that technique. I'm not gonna say I pray that your kids ain't gay. Your kids are the way they are, but I love your kids, yo. If you walk in the room talking about, yo, you a fag, yo, like, come on, man. No, that's not cool.
I just would ask him, like, yo,
is something wrong with you, yo. Being gay doesn't mean something's wrong with you.
Yo, I don't care if he's going to be on that side. I don't care. That's not going to bother me. It's just that warn me before, you know, I see you on YouTube with some crazy videos and you dancing all crazy. Just give me your fair warning, so.
Yeah, you'd be upset if you see your kid on YouTube twerking, you know?
Yo, sir, I think I would laugh. I don't think I'd be upset. Yo, I think I would kind of laugh, yo. I'm like, yo, are you serious? Why he couldn't just warn me, yo? Pop's got his back, but come on, just warn me. We just got to set some ground rules, that's all.
See, I'm different than that, yo. I feel like I'll just wait for my time. When my son feels like, if he turns out to be gay, I'd rather him just tell me when he's ready.
But you out there pushing him in football, he's standing on the sideline playing with his mouthpiece.
I mean, he ain't gonna be gay at. He ain't gonna be gay at. I mean, he could be gay at 5. I don't know how that works. Just because he's gay, I mean, he can't play football.
I'm not saying he couldn't, but I'm just saying though. But you know, most of them don't want to play sports, so you know, he out there playing with his fingers, kicking up dirt while everybody else is practicing. Like, yo.
As long as you living under my roof, I don't care if you gay or straight. You ain't gonna be home just being gay. You're gonna be in a sport. You gonna be running around with your hands bent, but you ain't gonna be just home eating my motherfucking yoo-hoos and funding just gay in the house. Like, you're going to be doing some shit. You're going to get your ass a job, or you going to be playing a sport while gay. That ain't got nothing to do with your sexual preference.
Hey, it got some ground rules. Like, boy, woo. Man. You said you can't just be gay in the house. It's like you said it like it's a job or something. You can't just do
that. Yeah, you can't just be gay in the house. Or you got to do something, bro. You got to be a product of society, you know?
Yeah, you said it like it's a job, yo.
You got to be
my job to be
I mean, shoot, even if my kids aren't gay, they just ain't gonna be just home, just chilling, you know, and they're beating off, messing up their socks and stuff. They gotta
Hold on.
Ain't nobody, you ain't gonna be just home playing with yourself and messing up my sheets. You gonna be doing something.
Oh,
like,
man.
That's strong kids nowadays. They ain't busy enough, yo. All they are home bored on YouTube, yo. Making dumbass videos, yo.
Yeah, well. Nah, my boys, man. They ass is going outside. You go outside. You ain't gonna be sitting in the house playing no video games all day on there. You going outside. Unless you want punishment, you going outside.
That's what I said. You ain't gonna be just home being gay. It just don't work. Hey, yeah. So I posed this question earlier, yo, and I wish Extra Money was on, yo. If you got, let's say you had a daughter, right? Well, let's say you got a son. Let's say I had a daughter. Let's say your son got my daughter pregnant, right?
Oh, shit. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, let's say my daughter got pregnant and said your son is the one that got her pregnant.
Uh-huh.
What is your first reaction, yo?
We want big-ass happy family.
Okay, but hold on. What if they're only in high school?
I mean, of course, any parent, you're going to be upset, you know, because, you know, first of all, you should have waited until you got married, and second of all, you should have been protecting yourself so that situation won't happen, because now you got a possibility that you will be going to community college, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you still going to go to school, you're going to work, you're going to take care of this kid, you know, we're going to help you out, but I don't know about that going away to school for something 9 years and 4 years and doing all that crap, man. That's just not gonna happen. Because that's just me. Because if I was in that situation, I wouldn't have went away to a 4 years. I wouldn't have went away to school. I would have stayed local so that way I can be around for the growth and all that other good stuff, man.
Yeah, but, I gotta get extra money on to talk about girls and all that stuff. Because I mean, I feel the same way. But like, there's so many stuff that could come up. Like, what if your kid was like, I don't want to be with her. Just like, what if your kid was like, that ain't my baby?
Oh.
like, you know what I mean? Like, what if you like? So like, if I'm like, yo, we gotta get a paternity test. And you said like, I don't want to go. That could mess up a lot of stuff, you know.
I don't think it would mess up. I hope it wouldn't mess up nothing between us. I mean, that's for something, you know, that they did, you know, behind our backs on some old craziness. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is. You just got to, you know, do what you got to do. I mean, everybody would want to know who's, I mean, hopefully that didn't happen. But, you know, you want to know who the kid is, who the kid belonged to. So
right.
I mean, you gotta make your son man up and make your daughter be a woman about it, you know? That's all it is.
That is man true there, brother.
Man up, son, when we gonna go to the basement and put them gloves on.
We gotta get extra money on this, and I wonder how he feels about it with girls. Because I feel like the same way what you just said, but I wonder if it's different if you have a girl, you know what I mean? Because that's like... That's just crazy. But, yo, that's about our time for the day, man. Time went fast. I don't know what happened to M Extra Money. Where he's at, man. He's safe and not in any trouble.
He got punched in the face by the same man, too.
Say that again?
Probably got punched in the face by the same man, too.
Yeah, it could be. Want to thank my man, Mr. Rogers, as always. Want to thank Thank all my sponsors, richbefore30.com. Go get that book, The Real Silver Dollar, MarisolJohnsonInsurance.com. Shout out to Skylar Diggins with her sexy self on Notre Dame. And that's it for the night. Peace.